Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg at Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Builder Supply Outlet, Access Elevator, and JC Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. I am David Hochberg, your host. We've got a studio full of experts to help you with all of your real estate needs. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and to download podcasts of all of our previous shows and to send emails and to get watch videos. We have videos on there as well. Frank Wazalewski, Access Elevator. Boom. Three times Frank Wazalewski.
You're impressive.
I have not messed up your name or your say that you're from Access Hollywood. You're from Access Elevator. I did that. That doesn't count as a slip because I did that intentionally. So back off. He's like, oh, you're going to screw up your name. Yeah, Dave, don't worry. Because we have a new guy in here. He's like, oh, don't worry about Dave. He's going to mess up your name at least seven times. 312-981-7200. We're hoping to have you installed the lift to the WGN listener who won our giveaway of the stair lift, and you've posted videos of the gentleman and pictures. You sent me pictures of the gentleman on his new lift going up and down his basement, right? Because that was his man cave down there.
Yeah. So Jerry in Washington, Illinois, he is a Air Force veteran. We were able to get a stair lift installed for him after he, you know, obviously he had accepted it. We were able to get it in, you know, order the parts we needed and get it in within a week for him.
How far south is Washington from the city of Chicago?
Just outside of Peoria.
Okay. So you went down to central Illinois.
We do all of Illinois.
Right. No, I'm just saying. I know that. But thanks for pointing that out. No, but if he lived in Carbondale, you would have gone all the way down to Carbondale.
Absolutely.
Okay. If our listeners want more information about you and your fine products and services that you offer, what's the number?
They can reach us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet, almost caught on fire last night at MegaPros Joe's holiday party. He had a couple of fire pits out there, and Tom decided to put his boots up on the fire pit.
Mm-hmm. He had to throw his shoes out.
I know he did. That's what I'm saying.
This morning.
He's got new shoes on this morning.
Actually, when I walked in, I had all these dogs around my feet. They were looking for a hot dog because they thought I was at a cookout.
Tom, Joe, and I are sitting around talking. Just you know, I'm having my water Diet Coke, and Tommy's there. And all of a sudden, we smell some rubber burning. And Tom's like, I think I'm on fire.
It was just smoldering. But this morning, I looked at the bottom of the soles, and I'm going, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I could have been doing a Richard Pryor down the Mega Pro Street.
You were almost on fire. You have coverage for that, Joe? Joe, you have coverage for that?
Yes. Really? JC Restoration would have put you out.
we call that a synthetic fire. Yes. The soles of your shoes are burning. That's a synthetic fire.
I would call Corey instantly. I would say, Tommy's on fire. Tommy's on fire.
And if I would have burned my feet off, I would have needed a lift at my house. See, this how this all
works.
Just goes together.
It all works
for sure. And we would test you for radon, too.
There he is.
What are you talking about today, Tommy?
I am going to be talking about one of the customers called us about some interior doors and what we can do. Interior doors and what we can do.
Okay. If our listeners want more information, how do they reach you?
The telephone number is 708-343-3900. But especially go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com. Everything is on there. Prices are on there. And the biggest thing is we got it.
Got it.
Got it.
Corey Ambrose, you brought your boss here, Candace, so you better not say anything off base or off color or out of tune here, because she's got the stick behind you, ready to whack you. So how you been, buddy?
I've been great, and I will try my very best. I'm with JC Restoration, and we've got huge news that we're going to make an announcement today on air. So thrilled to be here. We're always thrilled to serve this community. JC Restoration, we are Chicago's restoration provider. And thrilled to be here this morning with you, Dave.
So you said you found a sticker from 2018. So you've been involved with the show for going on 4 years now.
Yeah, I have that sticker when you used to print us our parking passes.
Yeah.
So I hang those in my garage. And the oldest one is 2018, but I actually think I've been on this show with you for going on 5 years now.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome.
You've helped out a ton of our listeners,
mm-hmm.
and we thank you for that. One more time for listeners who want to reach out to you. How do they reach out to you?
JC Restoration. We are open right now. Emergency service provider, fire, water, flood, 800-956-8844.
All right, no pressure, Dave Massa. So that's how it's done, okay? So that's an example of how it's done. We always save Joe for last because he's Joe, and he's got to go last. It's kind of like the veteran ice skater that's got a pregame warm-up.
I thought it's just so you could cut me off.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
well,
Joe,
true,
we gotta,
but I wanted to sandwich our new guy in between a legend.
I got you.
If he asks Joe if he's a legend, he'll tell you. Are you a legend?
In his own mind.
No, I am not. Judy told me this morning, Joe, you're not a radio personality. You're not a legend.
Judy Hogle, your wife,
yes.
the CEO of the CEO. So Dave Massa, you and your wife Vicky own a radon company, Radon Reduction Systems Incorporated. Quickly, what do you guys do? We're going to go deeper during the show, but radon is a challenge, naturally occurring gas that comes from the ground and that a lot of listeners don't know about. How long have you been in business?
Actually, we just celebrated our 30th year, but before I get into that, I'm just feeling gratitude. Gratitude to be here, Dave. Thanks for asking us to be on the show to spread the word about radon. A lot of people don't know anything about radon gas, which kind of is surprising to me. But yes, we are an Illinois state licensed radon contractor. My boss, my wife, my lovely bride, and I started it a little over 30 years ago, and we fix homes that have elevated levels of radon.
Well, so you do the mitigation part.
We are a mitigation contractor,
right.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, so that's important. Meaning you could have it tested.
You got to get it out.
Now you got radon. The same guys that test it don't mitigate it. You get it out.
Exactly. And you know what? That brings up a good point. The state of Illinois is arguably the highest regulated state in the country as far as the radon industry. Radon testing, radon mitigation. So one of the rules we have to follow is we cannot test a house we fix or vice versa. Conflict of interest. So we're strictly mitigators.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, it's complicated to get somebody you can trust then, too, because you don't know where to go, right? So great, I have this problem. You're the guy that fixes it.
You know what the cool thing about that is? Trusting somebody, the state of Illinois, getting back to the regulated state, we are regulated by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. Mm-hmm. The testers and us mitigators have to be licensed by law. So there's really no fly-by-nighters out there. So the state of Illinois, radonillinois.gov, if you went to their website, or went to our website at theradonman.com.
Yeah, I'd rather go there.
The website again?
Theradonman.com.
All right, we're going to dive deeper into that later on in the show, and we'll see if you feel the same way in about 2.5
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Gratitude.
Yeah. Gratitude and honor. Yeah. Yeah, wait till about 11.
Change your mind on most anything.
Yeah. Yep, the honeymoon will be over real
Frank
quick.
Frank said the same thing his first time here a couple weeks ago at noon. He's like, God, I retract that statement. MegaPros Joe from MegaPros Home Improvement.
Megapros.com.
What are we covering today, Joseph?
Boom, nice being with you last night, Dave. Did we have a good time?
At your company party.
At our company party.
Let's dive a little deeper into that.
You said last night, honey. Dave, it was a pleasure, and all the people knew that you were famous. Only the people over 45 knew that you were famous.
Yeah, because Joe would say, do you know David Hochberg? He's the famous guy on the radio. And then they would say, say yes.
Right.
Or they'd say, what radio?
Yeah.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, the website is?
Mega. But no, seriously, we're doing a lot of bathrooms, and you know that, Tommy, bathrooms, kitchens, a lot of planning. All we can say is we'll help now.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a text from 312. Please no more diet. Enough already. Okay, I won't say anything about diet soda. Weightloss.com.
How are you doing on that?
I'm down over 40 pounds. Thank you, Texter. But we won't be talking about my diet anymore or doing any more commercials, even though I recorded two more yesterday, and they'll probably hear about 400 of them this week. So thanks for the text. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Next, Hang tight. You're a first-time home buyer. Credit challenge, first-time home buyer. We're going to get into all this stuff after these messages. Go ahead, Joe. It's the Bee Gees.
Oh, no, Dave. I've been told never, ever sing on the radio again.
Who told you that?
Judy. Again.
Judy what? Judy Hoagel?
Yeah.
I think we got to have an appearance by Judy Hoagel today.
Oh.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Thank you for all the text messages coming in. Dave, we got one for you, rookie. So that's good. Nick, first-time home buyer with credit challenged. What's going on, bud?
Hey, happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. How can we help you, Nick?
Thank you. So, you know, in my, you know, young 30s, credit's in the low to mid sixes, but I have upwards of, you know, saving over what seems like a lifetime already, you know, $50,000 to put on a down payment. So nice. Right now I don't want to buy because it seems like things are high right now. It's not as good as it was a few months ago, but I'm just wondering, you know, how I should go about the process, you know, being pretty new to this.
How many credit cards do you have right now, Nick?
Zero.
Zero credit cards. Okay. Do you have any car loans?
No.
Any student loans?
No.
So how do you have a 630 credit score if you have no credit?
Just silly debts from dumb things in college. You know, I guess from bills and stuff and other things that apply towards a credit score, but I've never had any of that. And
all right, well, yeah, here's what I'd recommend. Here's what I'd recommend you do. I'd recommend you apply for a credit card because in order to get credit, you need credit, okay? And then BMO Harris has got a great savings program. It's a forced savings program that shows up on your credit report as a loan. And you call Josh Herman at BMO Harris. We'll give you his number off air. Or you could go to WGNDavid.com and click through, and somebody will reach out to you, or I'll take your name and number down. But they have what's called a credit builder loan. It's a forced savings account. You take out a $2,000-$4,000 loan. You start paying into the loan. You get the money back after you deposited whatever the loan amount was, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. You start building your credit up. But I would definitely apply for a credit card at your favorite store or gas station, something to get a discount on, and start building your credit that way, Nick. How's that?
Right on.
All right, brother. Hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product for your brand new home you're going to be buying. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Tommy, you got a question for Dave.
I do. And this, in radon, I'm just kind of curious to find out, do individual people call to have their homes tested, or is it done more when there's a transaction in the home when it's sold and that's part of the prerequisites?
You know what? That is a fantastic question, especially the way the world is right now in our country. So we've been doing it for a little over 30 years, and up till COVID hit, about 93% of our customer base was real estate driven. Somebody's going to sell their house. Sign goes in the front yard. Home inspector comes, does a radon test. It's high. They call us. Now, about only 60% of our customer base is real estate driven. Why? The dark star, COVID-19. So everybody's at home, working from home, learning from home. And, you know, the mom of the house might say, honey, you're downstairs working at your desk for 8 hours. You know what? We should probably do a radon test. So right now, it's still mostly, majority is real estate driven. But as each day goes by, more and more people are just quote-unquote concerned. Our homes are supposed to be our safest haven, so let's get that home safe.
Frank?
Dave, what's your coverage area?
You know what? This is a funny story, not to be long-winded and go into an Edith Bunker syndrome type of tangent.
We got 90 seconds before the break before we cut you off. So,
I will say the farthest we went from Naperville was Quincy, Illinois,
wow.
5.5 hours one way. That was when we were just starting out. But we have about a 50-mile radius right now.
Okay. Of Naperville?
Of Naperville,
so will you go to the Wisconsin line?
Yes.
For you go, Dave? To the Indiana line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you'll come down to the city, we go out to DeKalb.
DeKalb, you know what, not always, but depending on how bad people need us.
Well, that's a good service area. Tommy?
Just a real quick question is, you know, you look at the age of a home. Is there a specific age of a home at, like, say, 1970 and later that has a greater amount of radon? Because, I mean, you're not finding radon in homes that are just being built, are you?
We are.
Really?
As a matter of fact, the age of the home has nothing to do with it. Leaky, not leaky. That's why the EPA recommends every single homeowner in this country do a radon test on their home. Highest level we've ever seen in 30 years, $125 on a brand new home in Oswego.
What's bad?
Bad is anything at or above 4.0 picocuries per liter.
And they were at 125?
$125. It was disturbing. We don't see levels like that in the Chicagoland area.
Is that like canary in the cave, or you know coal mine, where, I mean, you could kill small animals?
Well, you know, the risk goes up with the amount of time you spend in an area with 125. It's scary.
All right, why aren't houses required to have radon mitigation systems in their homes so that everyone is equal footing? Here seems ridiculous not to have one rather than need to find out later. Should have had 847. Rambling text.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to sound really smart.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought, because I got to hit a break. I just want to get that out.
You could sound smart in a little bit.
Yeah, in a little bit. So don't say anything. Now hold all that smartness till after the break.
Appreciate that.
So again, why aren't all houses required to have radon mitigation systems in their homes so that everyone is on equal footing? It seems a little ridiculous not to have one rather than need one, finding out later that you should have had one.
So, on June 1st of 2013, the state mandated that every single new house has to have what is called a passive skeletal system in. The plumbers usually do that. So that's been in effect since June 1st of 2013.
So hold that thought. 312, we'll expand on it after the break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. 312-981-7200 is American Pearl's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200.
You stink, Dave. Seriously. Yeah, forget it.
Yeah. Three. Blue.
Don't encourage them, Joe.
312-981-7200. How accurate are home radon tests from 630, Dave?
You know what? A lot of different types of devices that could be plus or minus 25%. But there's a ton of them out there. I just really can't give you a number.
So, which radon test do you recommend? I'm sorry.
We recommend using a state licensed tester. They've got all the bells and whistles on their devices. Super accurate.
Joe?
I get that. But if the people want to just do this test on their own, they can call you and say, hey, this is the result. And then you would advise them if it's good or bad.
Absolutely. They give us a number from all those testing devices pretty much are regulated by the EPA. They've got laboratories that have quality assurance, quality control.
Nice.
So we go by that number that they give us,
Bob,
that level.
Bob in Arlington Heights.
Hey, Hochberg, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, how you doing? Arlington Heights, Bobby.
I was interested in buying a piece of property and then building on it. Do they do testing on ground? You know, like if you're planning, you're looking at a piece of land to buy, is there testing for like
raw land?
Somebody
vacant land?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? As far as I know, they do not. In the infancy of this industry back in the early 80s, they were taking a piece of land that a subdivision was being built on, testing the ground for uranium content, which is the source of radon gas, and coming to no conclusion. It's when the house is built, because every house is built different, then they do a test when the house was built and completed.
Isn't that kind of crazy, though? Because, I mean, like, you could be decide to buy a piece of land, and it could be just loaded down in radon, and then you're stuck with that piece of land because you already started to build on it already, right?
Well, you know what? I think that would probably be a great question for a real estate agent or an attorney.
Way to punt that question.
Yeah.
That's Dave's way of saying I ain't touching that question.
Hey, Hochberg, could you set me up, man? I just bought two 8-month-old cats, and I'm having a real difficult time keeping my floors clean.
I'd get rid of the cats or move. 312-981-72. Hey, Bobby, how far away in Arlington Heights are you from Dundee Road over by there? Dundee and 53, how far away are you?
Well, actually, I got all the way by Beverly and I-90 over by here.
You're over by, well, it says Arlington Heights. How are you down at Beverly and 90 if you're from Arlington Heights? You take a wrong turn?
No. I'm on the road, man. I'm a taxi driver.
Okay. Well, when you get home, stop over at the Portillo's and get a beef dip combo. You know what I mean? Over there on, by 53 and Dundee.
I'll do it. 53? Maybe I'll get some Italian ice swelling over here.
No, they don't have no Italian ice. They got that they got that chocolate cake milkshake with that combo beef dipped, if you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
All right, hang
you
tight.
Guys have a great weekend.
All right, happy holidays, brother. 312-981-7200. And I could talk Chicago with the best of them.
Hey, Hochberg.
Hey, Hochberg. Yeah.
I'm like, let's get a sausage.
Hey, get a sausage dip combo. Run it through with hot, wet potatoes. Hot, wet peppers. 312-981-7200. Tommy, you had a listener, Mrs. Dolan, listen to the show all the time. So thank you, Mrs. Dolan. She was redoing the interior of her home, and she had different sized doors. All 15 doors were not the same, a little different. Some weren't centered, house settles, all that stuff we've been talking about on the show. A lot of our listeners don't know, which you're going to educate them, but you make custom-made doors. We've talked about it in the past, but obviously Mrs. Dolan wasn't up to speed on that. Redoing the entire inside of her home, 15 custom-made doors, 15 doors, different sizes, take it from there.
Well, we actually don't physically make the doors. What we do is we take pre-existing doors and we'll cut them down, make them to size. But it was actually one of my salespeople had told me about the story on the 15 doors. And she had gone to the big box stores, and she was given 12-week lead time to be able to get 15 doors. And then, from the major lumber yards are 3 to 4 weeks. We ended up doing all 15 of her doors just because we had a little break in our production. We ended up doing them in a week. So typically we're about 10 days.
Well, let's be truthful. Because she's a show listener, she jumped the line, and you booted the non-show listeners. And, and Mrs. Dolan, is that her name?
Dolan.
Dolan was able to move up in the list because she listens to the show. I mean, let's give credit
where
credit
is due. Oh, but of course. Come on. You know, that's preferential treatment, of course. But, you know, the biggest thing is we have them in stock. We actually, you know, when somebody comes in and looks for a door and pre-hung, meaning that it's in the frame, typically, you know, you've got companies like us that will have to order them from a dealer or a distributor. We actually are the dealer and the distributor. We actually make them in-house. So not only do we do interior doors, now we finished her 15 doors. Now she's looking at replacing a front and a back door because she came into the store and fell in love with a couple of our exterior doors.
So if they wanted different designs or different patterns, one panel, two panel, three panel, four, it's kind of like a Dr. Seuss rhyme here, Joe.
So fun.
I will tell you one thing. My son and I were just reviewing our numbers, and Joe, you might be able to chime in on this. These shaker doors, a one panel and two panel shaker doors, are blowing away the old custom traditional molded doors, which were either six panel or two panel.
Well, you did a door for my partner Dave out in St. Charles.
Yeah, we custom made that exterior door,
and that's what I wanted to get to. He redid the entire house. His house is perfectly fine.
Yeah,
his wife wanted to do some minor upgrades. Boom. I forget minor upgrades. Wink, wink. Right there goes the entire front first floor. What was a minor upgrade, but he had a door that it was completely different look. And you came in and redid the entire front of the house for 1/3 of what the big box stores were quoting.
Yeah, he was over $9,000 for the door that he was looking for, and I think we did his installed for like $3,500. Yeah. But what he had with his is he had the door, he had the side lights, but most importantly, he had a transom above, which is a piece of glass that usually spreads between the side light, the door, and the other side light. So it's a big piece of glass that went on. So, you know, we have the ability of custom making all that. We have glass people that will make the insulated glass for us. We build the frames. But, you know, one of the other things is we came out with this marquee door, which I've talked about. This is a door we have an exclusive. It's finished like a piano. I actually put one on a friend of mine's house the other day. He called me, and his road noise almost got eliminated, from his old door. His builder put on the typical cheap steel door.
Sure.
We pulled out the whole thing. He put in one of our new marquee doors. And he says, it's unbelievable how quiet it is.
I just want to give you a shout out, though.
Yeah.
Because he's like, hey, I just got this quote. It's like $9,000-$10,000. He's like, you think Tommy will do something for me? I'm like, of course he will. So, boom. You live right around the corner.
Yeah, we both live in the same town.
In St. Charles.
Yep. He lives on the wrong side of the river. Well, of course. I live on the right side.
Can't afford to live where you live, Mr. High Flyer. Pull up in a Bentley, dropped him off today, Joe.
Was that a Bentley? I don't even know.
Well, the only reason being is the Rolls was in the shop.
Of course. But he could not believe, and his wife couldn't believe, because Dave's like me. We just write checks. And his wife was in charge of the entire design process. Could not believe what you did, the design, the cost, the fit, and the look of the entire front of the house changed by you custom building.
And then, you know, we do the exact same thing with interior doors. I'm redoing a house in Aurora that I just had all the doors built. My God, this thing is from the 1960s. There wasn't, you know, typically a bathroom's got a 30-inch or a 28-inch door. Sometimes you get into 34-inch doors if they got wheelchair. But this had the most screwball doors. I had to literally cut down bifolds, do everything. We did it in a matter of a week.
But you do it from Mega all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900, or better yet, go to our website, which is buildersupplyoutlet.com. However, when you start getting into the customization of the doors, you can call us, you can look at our website, but I really...
Got to come in.
You got to come in.
Got to come in. 312-981-7200.
And we're not that far away. Dave, where are we located?
5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center. Yeah. If you go 5 miles west, then you have to turn around and come 10
miles.
You always
have to turn around to get into that place. I'm telling you.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to be talking with Frank Wasilewski. Corey teased something big coming up, and I just wanted to let everybody sit on the edge of their seats on pins and needles, Corey. So we're going to get into what the breaking news is at 11, so hang tight. Frank's going to talk about how he helped our Air Force veteran with a lift and some other exciting news and services and opportunities that they have at Access Elevator. While you're watching Access Hollywood reruns, because it reruns, because I don't think it's on anymore. See, I haven't messed it up yet.
And you said reruns.
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 We'll see if your microphone works when we come back to the other break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. 312-981-7200. Go ahead.
The spirit moved me for just a moment.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
The spirit moved me. No, I'm done.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Real quick, 630, been in the home 30 years, installed random radon system this year. Before, average noted 4.9 PL in finished basement the last 2.5 years. Should I worry about the previous 28 years not selling my home?
Picocuries per liter. Recommended action level from the EPA is anything at or above 4.0 picocuries per liter. Recommendation is to fix it.
So, but if they lived there prior to that, after they fixed it, is there anything, are their eyes going to seal shut because they lived there 25 years prior to that, or 30 years prior to finishing the basement and putting in a remediation system?
Could you repeat that question?
Yeah. Is there any, if they lived in the house?
No, I got it, Dave. You know what? If they've lived there for 30 years, we get that comment a lot, especially from like my generation that doesn't really believe radon is an issue. It's like, hey, we've lived there for 25 years and I don't have lung cancer. But you know what? They should work to get that level below 4.0.
So is there anything?
The bottom line, though, Dave, is it's $1,500 to $3,000.
Average competitive pricing in the Chicagoland area typically goes between about $1,400 and $1,800.
Okay,
but every house is different.
But what I'm saying is that it's not as big as of a deal, right?
It's an investment in your health.
Right. I mean, and if you say there's a passive system there in the new houses anyway.
There is, and that makes our job minimal. We have to slice in the fan. The new code is the plumber puts a pipe up through the roof. They leave an outlet there for the electric fan. Mm-hmm. We have to do some caulking, seal the sump pit lid, do some labeling. It's minimal.
Gotcha.
Jerry, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Air Force. How long did you serve?
4 years.
4 years. What did this? You are the winner of the stair lift, that Access elevator that we had on the show at WGN. How do you feel?
I am.
How do you feel winning that stair lift, buddy?
Well, I'm really surprised and very pleasantly so.
And Frank came out, checked out. No, Frank didn't come out. Who came out, Frank?
Amy worked on with Jerry over the phone. And then Ronnie actually went out there.
I think his name was Ronnie. He was very, very professional, wonderful, wonderful gentleman.
What does this stairlift enable you to do now, Frank? I mean, Jerry.
Well, I don't have a man cave in my basement, but I have steep stairs to my basement where I do my laundry, and taking the laundry down and bringing it back up. I've got a heart condition and a lung condition, and that was very difficult for me to do, and this allows me to do that in relative safety, and so I'm very thankful for that.
Frank, walk us through the process of analyzing if his home was suitable for a lift.
No, we were trying to do it quickly for Jerry. So Amy worked with Jerry over the phone, got some descriptions on it, got a couple of photos, and then off of that, she determined two different types of lifts that we could use. So we ordered it, and then we sent Ronnie down there with both of them, and then he worked directly with Jerry to figure out which side we needed to go on and which lift was the best one to do.
Nice.
And then he went through and put it on.
Jerry, what did you do before the lift, bud?
I struggled. I was very afraid of going up and down my stairs because I thought I was going to fall. And so I literally had to throw my clothes down the stairs and then try to get down to them. And then getting them back up the stairs, I just could only take a very few, a very small amount of clothing up the stairs. So it was a real... a test to get my laundry done.
Do you want to take it from there, Frank?
No, Jerry, we're very grateful that we were able to help you out with this. And thank you for your service, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
But is this a typical call that you get, like a situation that, Jerry, hey, I can't get down the stairs. I have to throw my clothes down the stairs, and I can only bring them up a handful at a time, or else I might fall down?
It's either that or they're paying somebody to actually do their laundry.
Well, there you go. The comfort and the security of the stairlift, Jerry, what would you tell other listeners? You feel secure in that stairlift?
Oh, 100%. It's quite stable. It was installed, I think, perfectly. And I received instructions from the gentleman. And it's a wonderful... It's a wonderful addition, and it takes away a lot of my worries about going up and downstairs just to do laundry.
Well, listen, buddy, we appreciate what you did for our country. We appreciate that you served, and we're very grateful that Frank was here and Access Elevator was here to offer this stair lift for you so you could get up and down those stairs safely and do your laundry and whatever else you want to do in the basement. And once again, thank you for your service, buddy, and have a happy and a healthy holiday season. Okay, Jer?
Thank you. Happy holidays to you. Access is a wonderful company.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. Merry Christmas, buddy. Happy, healthy New Year.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Take care. 312-981-7200. Jerry, Air Force veteran, won the stairlift. You impacted and changed his life. We're going to talk about more about that after news, traffic, and weather. Donnie, we're throwing it over to you. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Joe, you had a question for Frank before.
I did, Dave. And you found it interesting.
I found it interesting.
So I was talking to Frank, and I said, Frank, you gave that listener, that vet, a free installation on that chairlift. The story that led up to it, though, somebody else won it. Said, hey, give it to somebody else, right?
Two other people won.
So, yeah, somebody else won it. James from Chicago was the first one to win it. He, we went out and assessed it with it, went over it with him. And then the next day he called us up and he said, you know what? I'm okay. I don't need it right now. Give it to somebody else.
Another vet. Amazing.
So we went down the line, and then the WGN producer, Vanessa, went down the line, and she was, and then she found another veteran whose name I did not get. But immediately, same thing, veteran said, nope, give it to the next person in line. I'm okay right now.
And then we were talking, you said that particular unit is how much?
It's about 4,500 installed down in that area for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad I went to Jerry. I mean,
I think it's remarkable.
It's awesome. He's using it. He's loving it. It changed his life, and that's what it's all about.
Jerry's able to access his basement where he does his laundry without having to throw his dirty laundry down the stairs and hobble down the stairs with the risk of falling down the stairs, which would cause even greater types of damage to Jerry and his well-being, for an investment of $4,500.
And Dave, the truth of it is that that story is the same thing we learned about Vets Together on this radio
sure.
show, is that they all say, hey, you know what?
Somebody's worse than
somebody,
me.
Yeah, somebody needs it more than me. We hear that every day. That
somebody so, worse than me.
Yeah, you got to love that attitude. Yep. But it's frustrating when you're trying to help them.
Yeah.
Because they need help,
I get
too.
That. I get that.
But you get these type of calls, especially around the holiday times. We talked about in Thanksgiving when you first came on. You know, you had family members who you haven't seen in the past 2 years because of the COVID scare and all that stuff. We couldn't meet, couldn't get together. And all of a sudden, somebody's downshifted a little bit, isn't as mobile as they were 24 months ago the last time you saw them. You're going to be seeing them again in next Saturday. It's Christmas. And this is for $4,500. And I'm not trying to be like a spokesperson for your company, but if you're looking for gifts to give, Jerry said it changed his life. It enabled him to get up and down the stairs safely, and he felt secure in this lift for $4,500.
And Jerry needed some custom parts, too, but there are lifts that are even cheaper, and sometimes you don't even need a lift. Sometimes they just need a second handrail on that yep. staircase to help them get up. So, you know, doing an assessment, finding the right solution, and just making it safer for somebody, and especially somebody you care about, it's totally worth it. Evaluations are free. It doesn't
I was
going to
ask
anything.
You. It doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't cost a thing. And we have a great staff of people that are well-trained that will go out there and just go over your daily life with you and make suggestions.
What other opportunities are you helping? You've been on the show for a short period of time. Your first appearance, I think, was right around Thanksgiving.
And you're not bad at it either.
Well, thank you, Joe.
That was an endorsement, I'm telling
That's
you.
That's another way of Joe saying, you don't suck, Frank.
Well,
you
know, you're right? really good. You don't suck.
Frank
really
puts in good lifts, and he's a good candidate to be on the show. Yeah, I like
you're
that.
Good. No, but you, just in the short period of time, I heard your interview with Lou Manfredini on his show while I was in here setting up one day. And I'm like, wow, that guy is great. I called up the producer. I'm like, this guy's great. What's his name? He's like, it's Frank Wazalewski, Access Elevator. I'm like, great. Well, I went back to sales. I'm like, who's got Frank Wazalewski? Kevin is your sales rep. I'm like, he's great. I'm like, you know, when he come on our show, and the response that you received after Lou's show was astronomical, and after being on our show just a month has been overwhelming. And talk about other opportunities that you've been able to help our listeners with their challenges that they've been having, or the family members of listeners overcome the challenges of a loved one.
Oh, there's been so many. But one of the fun ones we talked about on the air previously was Ralph and Sonny in Park Ridge.
That was great.
You know, and we were able to get one WGN listener called in and said, I have a lift to donate if you can help somebody out.
Her husband passed away.
Her husband had passed away. She didn't need it anymore. And it's an outdoor stairlift. So it's very rare for us to get those to begin with, to come back in and still be usable. And then Ralph and Sonny called, and they were having, you know, dire straits, and Ralph needed to get Sonny out of the house.
In Park Ridge?
In Park Ridge, and we were able to facilitate that donation and make everything happen for him.
So you took a stairlift from a listener, and what town did the listener live in? It was the South Side, I thought.
It was South. It wasn't South Side of Chicago. It was like South Holland.
South Holland. Mm-hmm. You took that, installed it in a home in Park Ridge, which enabled the wife to get out of the house to attend her sister's funeral and to attend her son's wedding. So you were doing it for the wedding of her son because she hadn't been out of her home in over 2 years. And then her sister unexpectedly passed away.
And she was able to go to the funeral.
She was able to go to the funeral.
And she was able to go to Red Lobster, which she hadn't done in 10 years. And she was very excited about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, those I remember those muffins.
The cheddar biscuits.
Yeah, honestly, Dave, we get to experience that every day. It's the best part of our job.
That's your job.
You know, and the staff that I have, every one of them just buys right into that. And they love it. And they love helping people. And I'm blessed to work with them.
The key is with everybody on the show. Right, because Dave's like, what's the show about? And I said, we're here to help.
Some of those listeners asked that question, too.
Right. Well, true. We have no idea.
What's this about?
What the hell do you guys do? But our goal is to come in here, answer listeners' questions, and to help our listeners overcome their challenge, whatever it might be. And that's what you told me a couple of days ago. That's the best part of your job. After I said, hey, nice job at Jerry. And you're like, no, thank you for enabling me.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
And
you know, I've said it before, but I mean, you really champion that thing. So Kevin McDonough, you know, he's the one that actually came up with liftingahero.com. He asked us what we did. You know, what do you do for veterans? I said, well, we usually find one that's not getting the VA funding. We help them. We give them, you know, give them a stair lift to help them out. He's like, well, do you mind putting that on WGN and we'll help you find that veteran? And then so it was, that was his idea. And then David really championed it and got the word out like a monster. It was a, it was unreal.
Well, it's important. It's got to do with veterans, and the veterans need the help.
So thank you to you and Kevin and WGN. It's, I mean, really a great thing we did for somebody.
Yeah. If our listeners want to reach you to get more information,
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
All right, Betty and Huntley's got a quick question for you, Dave. That's your cue to make it a quick answer. Betty, go.
Hi. Nice listening to you. My house is built on telephone pilings. Do I need to worry about radon?
You know what? If it's not touching the ground, no. If there's a space between the ground and the, your subfloor, no, you don't.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, Betty.
Thank you.
Betty, you're awesome. Yes. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, my friend. We got because we're up against a break. Joe,
if your crawl space is vented, you don't need a radon test.
No, if you have a crawl space, you do need a radon test. Maybe I misunderstood the question.
No, her home is on telephone poles.
Oh, yeah, telephone it's almost poles, on stilts.
Okay,
right. Yeah.
So you're just saying because it's free flow,
right?
Air. Okay, gotcha.
Right.
All right, Corey Ambrose, you ready? You've been sitting there patiently for an hour. I've never seen Corey. You've been involved in the show for over 5 years, Joe. 5 years.
He is on his best behavior.
Has he ever sat quietly for this long?
I've never heard him not talk.
Okay, so we are going to come back. Have you, Tom?
Nope, I think he's too excited. That's why.
About just,
he's over here kind of shaking a little bit. He's a little giddy.
JC Restoration has breaking news.
I think it's Candace is
here. I know. Well, he doesn't want to screw up because his boss is in there. 312-981. I'm afraid that Candace is in there. We better not screw up either. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Frank, great job to you, Amy, and Ron. Who's
Ronnie. Ronnie was the installer. Yeah.
Nice job, Amy. Nice job, Ronnie. We're going to come back with Corey Ambrose's breaking news with Candace over his shoulder, making sure he doesn't mess this up, his direct supervisor, boss. If not, she now is. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Go, Dave.
Oh, no. I'm not touching this song.
Oh, I like this song.
Dave.
Baby, it's cold.
We're not touching
outside.
This song. No, no, no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
Baritone voice.
Yeah, then when you listen to the whole thing, it has to do, it's like a sexual harassment song.
No, it's not.
That's a great segue in there, Corey's segment. 312-981-7200, JC Restoration. That's great. 312-981-7. Sorry, Corey, I don't pick the songs. I just host the show for 3 hours. 312-981-7200. Breaking news, Corey Ambrose. What's going on?
All right, breaking news. Good morning, Chicago. Corey Ambrose here from JC Restoration. As you know, I've been on the air 5 years promoting our business, and JC Restoration has been in the Chicago market for 39 years, taking care of our Chicago neighbors. We service people with property damage, water, fire, mold, environmental.
Unexpected catastrophes.
Absolutely. That's what we're there for. We're there for the something traumatic has happened to your home or business and you need immediate help.
Yep.
With professionals that know how to mitigate smoke and water, know how to repair buildings, know how to navigate insurance claims, know how to navigate permitting processes. All these are all the things that we've done in this market, and it is just, it's been awesome for JC Restoration. So here's the news. As of December 6, 2021, JC Restoration has merged with Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. So round of applause.
Huge. Yay.
It's huge and massive news in our industry. JC Restoration is a family-owned business here in Chicago, has a great legacy, and Blue Sky is headquartered out of Denver, Colorado. They operate 41 offices in 18 states from coast to coast, and they are experiencing phenomenal growth. Part of that growth is the acquisition of JC Restoration. And so now JC Restoration will continue to service our Chicago market. We are going to be rebranded to Blue Sky and merge with that family, which is a great opportunity.
Why?
Well, for a lot of reasons. Let's start with the employees of JC Restoration. We are absolutely thrilled, and we've been absolutely blessed to join this wonderful organization. And how does that affect our customers?
Yeah.
Guys, we are going to be bigger, stronger, more resources, larger team than ever before.
So if one of our listeners has a home in Florida or has a home in Colorado or a home in California, you're now, and they have an unexpected catastrophe, not like there's ever any floods or any in Florida, with storms coming through, or fires in California with all the forest fires going through there every year. If they live here and have a secondary home, or if this is their second home and that's their primary, and they like what they hear on the radio, they could have the same type of service back in other states that you offer here in the Chicagoland area for years.
That is exactly right. Blue Sky has that national coast-to-coast reach, and we do. We are Blue Sky. And that exact scenario has played out many times in my career working at JCR. I'll share an example of our general manager, Steve Ross, who has been promoted to Blue Sky Vice President. He will run our day-to-day. His own sister had a fire. She lives in the Atlanta area several years ago, but it was way outside of our reach. We don't have vendors in Atlanta, and at that time at JCR, we didn't. Now we do. There was another time where there's a roof in Tampa I had an opportunity to work on, but had to let it go. No more. We still are going to service our Chicago area, but if you have friends or family outside of our market in another state, we are still your first call, because now we've got a much broader reach with a very powerful firm.
I'll tell you the story that sticks out, and I remember, I think Pete had it. A listener went out on his birthday for dinner, came home, his house was gone. He walks up, the firefighters are holding his dog, and his house is completely gone. Listened to the show, called Pete Marrero, your partner, called Pete. Pete got out there, everything was boarded up. You took care of everything with the insurance claim adjusters and all that. Because of this show, you helped that listener out, and the firefighters put the fire out and saved his dog. But because of this show, he called you guys and couldn't have been happy. He went out for a birthday celebration, and he comes back, happy birthday, your house is burnt down. That's how quick it could happen.
Yeah, it sure is, and that really is the story of all of our customers. Our customers have gone through traumatic events. I've got families right now that are living in hotels, living in temporary housing because they have been burned out of their house. And that's exactly what we're there to do. If you have a fire, call us immediately. I mean, most of the times we're actually on scene with the fire department, and we will help immediately with everything that goes along with that. There's an emergency board up process, winterization, and then navigating all the terrors with a fire. All your personal property is going to be impacted with smoke and water and mildew. We've got to get things out to get them saved, demo, mitigate the structure, make the structure of the building not smell like smoke. And then the repair process, you know, it's a little bit difficult to navigate repairs when you've got insurance carriers, municipalities, and counties, all with oversight. You may need architects, but guys, at the end of the day, it's not that hard, especially for us at Blue Sky.
Because you know our profession.
Right. Absolutely. Right. We're so, so good at it.
Go ahead, Tommy.
You know, one of the things, we had a tour of your place back several years ago. I know.
Amazing,
Joe was.
We haven't been invited back in a
while. Well,
long time.
I know. It's been a while. But what I thought was fascinating.
Kept opening doors. What's in here?
You guys had a library that had a problem, and the books got I don't know if it was
smoke
or whatever. Smoke. Uh-huh. You have rooms that you can bring things like people's furniture and mitigate the smoke. So, you know, you
got the smoke and the smell out. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, so when you look at what you do in comparison with a regular restoration company, I mean, you guys go above and beyond. Now, does Blue Sky bring any additional services to your repertoire?
Yes, they do. We're going to be adding healthcare services and commercial roofing services.
Whoa.
What are you doing in healthcare?
Yeah.
The same thing. Same bad things happen in hospitals, too.
Oh, okay.
A pipe will break. A fire could occur.
I thought you had your place filled with hospital beds and newer health care, but no, you mitigate. Gotcha.
For you, the next time
you do a tour, it'll all be set up for you, Tom.
Exactly.
In case you break a nail, don't worry about it.
There you go.
We'll have the pad. We'll have the paddles set up, the whole shot. Everything there.
Kick your shoes that you brought.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that after the break. So there's another tease. 312-981-7200. We got to take a quick bottom of the hour break. 312-981-7200. It's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby. Oh, this was Amy.
Yeah.
Do we have Amy's cut of this, Benny?
For me.
Oh, come on, man. Amy did a great job. Mm-hmm. Amy Kite.
Oh, remember she did sing that. She's got some pipes.
Yep. She rocked this song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we drove it right into the rocks. 312-981-7200. 312 981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo lines. Let's go back to Corey Ambrose. There's a guy at your shop by the name of Warner Cruz. You ever hear of him?
The president of JC Restoration, my
boss. Is that
what
he does? Is that what he does? He's still working there?
He
shows up every once in a while?
Absolutely.
Fridays to get his check? He still shows up. He's a good guy. No, we were talking about Warner. We met Warner 5 years ago. And we're like, hey, we think we have a great opportunity. Roy Spencer introduced us to Warner Cruz.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm looking for a remediation company. Who would you recommend? And Roy's like, oh, my God. You know, Warner JC Restoration, local company, minority-owned local company. His parents started it out of their garage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, built this huge facility in Rolling Meadows.
And it's a stadium.
I'll tell you what.
It's like a university.
It's off of I-90, and you've driven by it. Thousands of times, and you've never known it's there. How many square feet? 50,000 square feet?
100,000.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you, Warner. 100,000 square feet.
He only took you on half the tour.
Tom's only got 35,000 square feet. And
I got 40.
I'm sorry. 40. Oh, here we go. We're measuring square feet again, Joe. I told you. I told you. I'm waiting for how many bath companies he's owned. You know, we didn't get through the first, you know, Rima Wood without him having a drop. Did you know I used to own a bath company, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how we introduced a lot of things.
Supply Hardware.
But we're on JC Restoration. Let's go.
312-981-7200. So this new company, Warner's still going to be involved. The management team's still going to be involved. You're still going to be involved.
Yep.
Candace is still going to be involved, head of marketing. Talk us through the added benefits of hospitals, what commercial spaces, what other resources are you going to have to provide to our listeners?
Yeah, it's really an exciting time in this transition, but this transition includes all of the JCR employees. We are all involved, we're all engaged, we're all excited for this to happen. And all the faces and phone numbers remain the same. Warner Cruz will office out of his same office.
Good.
He's going to be a VP with Business Development, a Blue Sky Corporate. Steve Ross, I mentioned before, he's going to be the VP of Blue Sky Chicago. So he's going to run the day-to-day Chicago operation. So, I mean, what that means for our listeners is, guys, we're still here. We're still in business. The branding may be changing, but you can still call on us at any time. We're always open. We're always available. And we're really excited to bring this news and bring Blue Sky to the market. So let me expound on Blue Sky for a little bit, because I have known about Blue Sky for years and years and years. I've had friends that worked in Blue Sky at their Kansas City outfit over a decade ago. And I have, my entire career, been told how wonderful of an organization Blue Sky was. A few years ago, Warner and I were down in southern Louisiana meeting with schools and business owners that had flooding from the Mississippi River. And even back then, Warner and I were talking about Blue Sky and these movers and shakers, because they've really come onto the scene in a huge way. Blue Sky is not just trying to be the biggest restoration provider in the country. They're trying to be the clear leader. JC Restoration has been the clear leader of restoration in the Chicago market. And now we are joining forces with Blue Sky. We are going to be the clear leader restoration in Chicago. And we're going to be the clear leader of restoration in the United States.
Still going to offer 24-hour service?
Absolutely.
Emergency service?
Absolutely.
So it's 1-800, what's the 800 number?
800-956-8844. We are always open, 24/7 hours a day. You call that number, you'll be patched to a manager Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, anytime. If you have an emergency, we will answer the call and we will help you.
It's a great story of a success, local, family-owned, minority-owned business, which we love on this show, and we promote all family-owned business, right? Big, small, doesn't matter, nationality, whatever. It's great that something that was built in a garage in the city of Chicago and is grown into a 100,000 square foot warehouse in Rolling Meadows, and now has been acquired, and the management team, it didn't just sell out, is now part of the expansion of what that new company is. Because a lot of times, everybody in this studio has been involved or has heard of corporate takeovers. I've been involved in a couple of them. What happens? The management gets blown out. Everything gets cut. Services get cut. Quality gets cut. Prices go up, and everything, and all the local numbers get disconnected, and it's going through some call center in Timbuktu. That's not happening here.
Absolutely not. That is not that would never have been the culture of JC Restoration. Warner and the Cruz family would never let that happen. And there is a marriage of culture here because Blue Sky shares the same values that we do and the values you were commenting to. They are just like that. They are family oriented. They are right. Customers first, employees first. Huge in charity, huge in giving back to communities, and really, it's all about serving our customers and take care of our people.
On behalf of our listeners, the only thing that I care about on behalf of our listeners is, number one, that everybody that I know there locally is going to be retained and going to have jobs, which is important, because I still think you need the local. Listen, you call yourself whatever you want, as long as the local team is there handling the same type of quality. That's really all our listeners care about, and making sure you're still on the show and Pete's still on the show and Blue Sky is still on the show, because you two guys have branded JC Restoration over the past 5 years to what it is today on the radio. You know, you guys have done an amazing job. The men and women of JC Restoration have done an amazing job locally growing it before the radio, but you and Pete have done a tremendous job. And Candace has done a tremendous job promoting what you guys have done on the radio, educating our listeners of the different things that you do. So we got to hit a break here. If our listeners want to reach out to you at JC Restoration, or Pete, or the other team members, Frank, there's one, what's the number that they should call and website they should visit?
You can reach us 24/7, JC Restoration, 800-956-8844.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I am David Hochberg. This is Home Sweet Home of Chicago. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Well, outside is frightful, but the fire is so...
Who is this? Is this...
Bing Crosby.
That's Crosby. Yes.
This is Dean. This is Dean.
No. This is Dean. That's Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Man, it doesn't...
Dean Martin.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Before we get to Ed and Oak Lawn for you, Joe, I like
Dean Martin.
I've got an email here from Jim Hitz, longtime listener, loyal listener. Him and his wife sit in their garage with the door open and the car on because they don't have any power to it.
Yes, the door, dead mailman.
Okay, there, Ed. Hang on one second. I don't know. Ed's got a question. I just wanted to read this text before. I didn't think Ed was going to talk. but he said, last week we had something about air coming in and doors, and he wrote, just heard a question regarding kitchen vents. I don't know if you remember this.
No.
We did a kitchen remodel, and contractor installed a round bifold door in the vent line as close to the outside vent as possible. When the fan is not in use, the vent doors close to stop any backdraft.
Sure.
And outside air from coming in. It works great.
Okay.
So I called him when I got the email to thank him for listening. He's like, he listens for 3 hours every Saturday.
Way.
So him and his wife have way too much time on their hands.
Wow.
And I just wanted a special shout out to Jim and his wife for listening for 3 hours every Saturday and for sending in that nice
show. Yeah, it takes a special person to listen to this.
A lot of patience.
For 3 hours.
Right. Maybe they're immobilized. 312-981.
I have a hard time with it.
And Dave, those weird doors, not only for the backdraft, but the other reason they put it on there is birds like to crawl in there. That's what happened in my house. They actually lifted those things up, went in, and nested in there.
Really?
Honest to God.
Wow.
Yep.
What type of birds live near your house?
Tommy's got, I don't know where he lives.
I think they're cockatoos.
Yeah.
They're big bird. No,
they're in the Amazon?
They actually go in there. They lift the door up, go in there, and nest.
I think those are cuckoo birds.
Or Tommy is. 312-9. Or maybe, exactly. Maybe those were birds. Tommy maybe had a little
like a
too much
cartoon.
Wine.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not telling any stories anymore.
312-981-7200. Ed in Oak Lawn, how are you?
Fine. You?
I'm great, buddy. How's the South Side today?
Beautiful, always, isn't it?
Always. It's always sunny on the South Side. Well, you got a question for Joe about kitchen lights.
Yeah, I got two lights. One is with the fan that has four lights, and then one in the middle.
Sure.
And the other one is just like up against the wall, the ceiling with two lights. But usually when I turn one or both on at the same time, it's very, very, very dark still. And all of a sudden, the refrigerator will kick in, or the furnace, or the dishwasher, and then I get the brightness, and then it's fine.
Yes. So,
is there an easy solution for it?
So, Ed, that's actually, there's a lot of pressure on that circuit, I think, right, Tom? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and unfortunately, you just can't put a larger breaker in because your wire size is everything.
So I would really recommend an electrician taking a look.
Or the other thing is maybe switch to an LED. Do you have LEDs in there now?
In some part of the house, yes.
But in that particular one in your kitchen, are those the incandescent or LEDs? I might, before you call an electrician, not to say that I wouldn't call an electrician, sure. But maybe, and LED bulbs are so cheap today, that might take care of your problem.
Does he need a special fixture to put the LED bulbs in?
No.
No.
So he could just use his remaining fixture and install an LED light bulb.
That is absolutely correct.
I agree with you, but there's still too much draw on that circuit.
But I thought maybe with LED because it draws less. And they've also got different variant colors
in LED.
Don't
you sell doors?
What's that?
You sell doors, right? I'm the home improvement guy on the show.
But did you ask me and say, what did you think?
I know I did, and then I didn't know how far you were going to go with it. I was just...
As a restoration professional on the show, I would highly recommend calling an electrician.
Yes. Thank you so much, Corey. Wow.
And you might want to check your radon.
You could leave the radon alone for now. Do you have other problems?
You guys have another show going with your comedy and so forth.
Yeah.
Do you recommend any electricians on the South Side?
South Side Electrician Show, do you handle
so
that?
So we do. Our electrician can get down there. You're Oak Lawn, is that correct?
Yeah. Off 55.
All right, so here's what I would recommend. If you call Mega, if our guy can't do it.
We got another guy.
We've got another guy.
Yeah, so we're going to put you on hold here, Ed. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product because I know all those listeners in Oak Lawn like clean floors, and you could have your choice of that, and thanks for listening.
And Tommy's going to bring you some bulbs.
Yeah, Tommy will bring you all different sizes.
And a door.
And a door.
And a door.
And anything else you want. Maybe a sink.
There you go.
Okay, hang on, buddy.
Oh, good. Yeah.
312-981-7200. That's like, what the hell just happened?
See, you're going to let somebody else down today, too.
312-981-7200. Robbie and Morris, how are you, Rob?
Okay, real good.
Good. What's going on in Morris, Illinois today?
Yes. I don't know if you remember, you helped secure our loan for my wife and I for this house in Morris.
Absolutely. I have no idea who you are, but thank you.
Oh, you do that once in a while.
I do that every once in a while. There's so many people. Rob, I do not know specifically who you are.
Sonia Farouk was my realtor.
Oh, the Amy Kite team. Yes.
Yes.
I know who you are.
Okay. Yes.
How are you, Rob?
Okay, I'm doing fine. I have a question here about my sump pump in our crawl space. So we have a crawl space. There's a sump pump. When we first moved into the house in July, that thing never ran, and for a few months. And then a couple months ago, when we had that big rain out here, it was pretty much everywhere. Okay, it started running, and it would run constantly, every few seconds, every couple minutes or so. And it would run for about 5 seconds, and then it would, shut off for a few minutes. And since then, it's been running ever since. But it's off and on, and when we get a little bit of a rain, it runs for about 5 seconds and then stops. 5 minutes later, it'll run again for about 5 seconds and stop. And now it's down to maybe every 10, 15 minutes it'll run, and it's been doing that for at least 2 months now.
So two things. Tommy used it.
I did not.
All right. So if you could take your cover off and check what's going on with that arm, that float device, that's one thing. But I would highly recommend just having permasealed out.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to get in front of Joe to get flattened like you just did to Tom.
I'm the home improvement guy.
I know you are. I stay in my lane. Tommy likes to try to...
Plus, I'd like to bring him a door.
I know. Tommy likes to step in the middle of the track while the train's coming.
So my point is, it sounds like you really need somebody out there to look at it. I'm sure a regular plumber can, but I so recommend permaseal.
I would go permaseal.
You got a pen there, bud? You got a pen, Rob?
Yes.
All right, it's 1-800-421-SEAL. 421-SEAL. 800-421-SEAL. You give them a call, they'll hook you up, okay, bud?
Do they come out to Morris, though?
Yes they do.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take your name and number, send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, and thank you for allowing us, and on behalf of Amy Kite, thank you for allowing Amy to help you buy a home and us financing the home, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang tight, brother. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We got the top of the hour break coming up, throwing it over to the newsroom. We got Joe Brand coming in. We're going to shave that goofy mustache off for the Salvation Army fundraiser. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago and AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 for the 312 texter looking for donated paint. I sent your text to Tony DiStefano. See if JC Licht can help you. JC, not JC Restoration. 630 Corey for you. In the western suburbs, there is a company, Blue Sky, that does home additions versus restorations. Is there a connection between that Blue Sky and the one that you had currently discussing you, Corey?
I'm not familiar with the company you're talking about, but there is not a connection between us.
All right. Nope. 847, Corey, is JC Restoration still going to offer the weather spotting classes in the spring? My daughter and I attended them a couple of years ago. Fantastic event and fantastic company from 847.
I think they may be referring to our ripple effect, our continuing education courses that we've offered. I think the answer to that is absolutely exactly
Corey, weather spotting?
Well, I'm not for sure what that is, but okay. We do education at JCR, and we teach water mitigation to insurance professionals. We also teach fire mitigation to insurance professionals and property managers and people that may be a first call taker in an emergency or people that work in the industry. And we are accredited school that we can offer continuing education to insurance professionals. So the answer is yes. How we're going to do it, when it's going to be scheduled, I'm not for sure, but...
I'm sure COVID protocol will, you know, all that nonsense will come into play.
We had to cancel for 2020 due to that.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm saying that. That's probably why. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got all the COVID protocols, which kind of limits what some training does personally. 847 for you, Dave. I had my home mitigated for radon, and it dropped from 4.5 to about 2.5 PLC. However, I seem to get seasonal variations. Right now, the long-term value is 3.27 PLC, but the short-term value varies up and down between 2.8 and 5.5. Question one, is this weather-related? Two, atmospheric pressure-related? Three, is this something to be concerned about? Frank and Palatine.
Well, Frank, you know what? You've done your homework. Radon levels will really never stay like at a 2.2 picocuries per liter. That's how radon is measured. They do fluctuate, and you hit it on the head. Weather-related, barometric pressure, if it's rainy outside and the ground is saturated, if there's a snow cover, if it's windy outside, if the air is real heavy, the radon cannot come up like in your yard. There's it's restricted, so it might wind up coming up through your sump pit, which is a major entry point. So my recommendation would be just watch those levels. Your comfort zone, everybody's comfort zone with a level is different. People won't live in a house sometimes unless they're under 1.0. But, yeah, I would say please watch those levels. And, you know, what if you need to take action? You know what? Take action.
What number should our listeners reach out to you if they want more, if they have more questions and want to talk with you directly?
Okay. The radon hotline is 630-357-947. Our website is theradonman@AOL.com. .com.
One more time, The Radon Man.
Sorry about that. Website is theradonman.com.
312-981-7200. 815 for you, Frank. The $4,500 stair lift, is that a typical cost of a stair lift, and do you offer financing options?
So it really depends. Again, when we were talking about Jerry's stair lift, he had some special things that he needed, so it was a little bit more than what the average stair lift would cost. So the average straight run stair lift is more in the ballpark of about $3,600 to $3,700. And yes, we do have several different financing options.
630, outdoor units, are they weatherproofed, and do you have a warranty for those as well? So you've got outdoor units to get people from our listeners from the ground up to maybe a stoop. Is that what they're talking about?
Correct. So, and most commonly, that's exactly where we put them, is to get them in the front door into a back door porch. But yes, they are a complete marine grade electronics, marine grade construction. Everything is rust proof. It is designed by the manufacturers, the two that make them, one's in Canada and one's in northern Wisconsin. So, yes, it is designed for their weather.
312-981-7200. Tom Janke, I'm looking to sell my house in the spring. Do you have... Okay, sorry, we got another take. I'm looking to sell my house in the spring. Do you have products that I could redo a powder room? It's spelled powder wrong. Mm-hmm. Powder room that I could come and pick up the materials and install myself.
Absolutely. I think what he's probably looking at, since it's a powder room, you usually only have two things in there. You got a vanity and a toilet.
Sure.
We have toilets already available, but most importantly, the vanity part of things. Sometimes, you know, powder rooms can be a smaller room, so, you know, 24-inch vanity, 30, 36. We have them. Come into the store, see the huge selection, walk out.
312-981-7200. MegaPros, Joe MegaPros Home Improvement. 312 wants to do a kitchen by Valentine's Day. Is it still, can you get a kitchen in by Valentine's Day?
I don't believe in Valentine's Day anymore.
Okay, well that's, there you go. There's Joe Hogle's MegaPro's official stance on Valentine's Day.
Middle of February.
Yeah.
Is it a surprise for Valentine's Day?
I got a text.
No, I'm thinking maybe there's something.
It's not me. I'm not. I already got a kitchen.
If it's
I'm
an emotional issue, we could probably squeeze it in.
Okay.
No, all I'm saying. So, Tommy, right now to buy cabinets, we're still 12 weeks out.
Some lines. I mean, we've got some lines that now have gotten down to 8.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, it's
and then you have some that you can get in 2 weeks. But if you want to get really the higher end and have a lot of customization to the cabinet, yeah, Joe, you're easily 13, 14.
So we're pushing the Valentine's. And we don't want to disappoint anybody on Valentine's Day.
That's what I'm asking. Right. Is that a realistic expectation?
We don't want to disappoint them on Valentine's Day.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 331, all that nonsense, you mean all those dead COVID victims? No. There, Spartacus. What I meant was, with everything changing all the time, with the Omicron and all this other stuff going on, there's a bunch of things happening that a lot of businesses are doing work from home again. And JC probably didn't want anybody other than their workforce.
No, because you said the word nonsense.
I know. I said the word nonsense and set this 331 off.
Yeah. Well, usually things when things are goofy, you call it nonsense.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. It changes all the time. Pop an Ambien and switch to decaf, for God's sake.
There you go. That's what
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're having a little fun here, right? We're not making, my gosh,
that's
lighten up, Francis.
Lighten up. Yeah.
312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Corey, I got a couple here for you after the break. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. Little Bruce.
You better not cry.
You better not cry. Do you hear he sold his music platform?
$500 million?
$500 million.
I didn't think that was that much.
I thought he'd get more than that.
So did I. I don't know anything.
George Foreman sold his name for $160 million. Seinfeld sold. You know, what are you going to sell yours at, Joe?
I got 50 cents.
I got $3.
$7 so I can get that hot dog.
I got 51 cents, Joe. You think
that'll help me get that Portillo's hot dog on the way home.
I got a couple wooden nickels.
312-981-7200. Bob and Wooddale. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. You know, I was listening to Tom over there at Builders of Supply, and just last year they did our whole kitchen for us, the whole cabinets, countertops, and sinks. And I met him personally. What a great job they did.
Wow, great. Who did you work with? Which designer?
Pat.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Unfortunately, Pat retired.
Really?
Yeah. You wore him out, Bob. You wore Pat out?
Yeah, I think you wore him out, but he was a great guy.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he came over several times and designed everything for us. And, of course, we bought everything there. But I met Tom personally. He happened to be walking through there. What a personable guy. I mean, great guy. You know, hey, how you doing?
Was it a highlight of your day or a disappointment, Tom, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to recover from that. You know?
I'm still recovering.
Exactly. We all are.
Greatly appreciate your business, and hopefully we treated you well, fairly, and you've got a great kitchen.
Tommy, you still have a great group.
You did great.
You still have a great group of designers. We work with Lane. Is that?
Oh yeah, Lane is our rock star.
Bob, White Builder Supply. Except other than the
Builder Supply Hardware.
Yeah, oh jeez,
Builder Supply Outlet over the other outfits out there that do the same thing.
They had a deal in that. You know, they had such a good, nice deal, and they were so nice, and they had so much stuff there to choose from. that why would you want to go anywhere else? I mean, it was a quite an experience, you know.
Fantastic. I love it. And truly, I miss Pat because there's very few people in our organization that are the same age as me. So I got all these young kids and everything, and it's nice to have somebody of my age.
I'll tell you what, Bob from Wooddale is giving Lindsay a run for her money. For
I'm telling you,
official
yes.
Spokesperson. Lucio, you better be careful.
Yep,
Lindsay
does our commercials, but I think she's got some competition coming up.
Bob might got a spot next year for some voiceover work.
Testimonial.
There you go.
Testimonial.
Yeah, we're gonna put you on one of Tom's commercials, Bob. All right, buddy. All right, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Joe Brand volunteered with my recommendation, his mustache, on the John Williams show. We had the Salvation Army.
I can't imagine that it was Joe's idea.
It wasn't. He had no idea.
So when you say he volunteered, you volunteered him. Yes, exactly.
I volunteered his facial hair. If we hit $125,000, he would shave. And because we don't know what that thing is growing above his lip, it's not a very appealing. I don't think so. And I'm just looking.
Guys complimented it on the way in.
Well, they have cataracts, so that's a whole other story. 312, that explains it. Everybody that Joe says, it looks good. I'm like, you're talking to people with eye challenges, right?
No, they like caterpillars.
312-981-7200. His mustache matches Don's chest hair. 312-981, that's why they both have to go.
And Joe, it won't turn into a butterfly, okay?
I guarantee it won't.
So I want to thank Joe Brand right off the Blackhawks game last night. Another overtime game. Unfortunately, they're now 6-1 since our new coach took over the team, and at least I got a point out of it. He woke up early, did his stretching exercises to come over here, and we're going to shave it here. I'll tell you what, let's just start shaving, and we'll do the radio show while you're shaving in the background. Oh, you want the microphone?
I didn't even get a chance to defend myself.
No, you don't.
No.
The hits I just took.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Joe.
I don't have headphones now, so I feel a little out of place. I had no say in this whatsoever. And you just mentioned $125,000. That's the third time you've changed the goal.
Yeah.
So you just keep moving the field goal posts to...
until it comes off.
Yeah, exactly. So how much did we raise?
I believe it was I believe on the air we did 97 to 100. But then we had somebody wire in $22,500, and we had a couple of people, and we didn't have the CEO of Wintrust gave $10,000. Don Weimer, is that Mr. Weimer?
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, Mr. Weimer came on. So with his donation in the 90s, so we were close to 130. So there you go, shave it. Start shaving here.
But Dave, here's the other deal. Yep. I'll throw in another $5,000 if he shaves his head.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Okay, now, what about his left eyebrow? Is $2,500 good for just his left
eye? 15 for an eyebrow.
15, so 3,000 for the two eyebrows. So that's $8,000. Dude, that's...
Joe, do not do it. Don't even listen to
Joe,
him. Don't
I'm
even
just,
look like you're contemplating.
Listen, there's makeup. You can wear the hat. Nobody will know what's going on up there.
Don't even listen
And they've got this eyeliner stuff. Your wife
like
will know about it.
No, you know what? The women get these eyebrow things
now. Oh, the women. Here we go. Now we're going to get the men that wear eyebrow
you're
stuff.
Not, yeah, they tattoo eyebrow things or whatever.
You get a tattoo.
Yeah.
You could tattoo eyebrows. Save you a lot of time.
Or MegaPros, put MegaPros right on your chin.
He'll give you $5,000 for that.
Or
Mega on one pro.
Or he's
on the
already
other.
Got his 125. Let's see it happen.
Yeah, start doing it. I'll just host the show while you start shaving. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGN.
You need a mirror?
No, he's a pro. So if you could donate to the Salvation Army fundraising by texting WGN Radio, one word, no space, to 51555. What's the website, Joe?
WGNradio.com?
No, the Salvation Army.
What? Out of all the things to put me on the spot with, that's what you choose?
What's your favorite color ice cream? I'll give you an easy one to start.
My favorite color ice cream?
Flavor
favorite
ice cream.
Color.
Are we back in kindergarten now? I'm a cookies and cream guy.
Okay. Now, what's the WGN website to the Salvation Army fundraiser? I'll give you an easy one.
WGNradio.com/Salvation Army.
Okay, we'll start with that. Or you can just text 51555 WGN Radio, no space, to 51555. Thank you to all the listeners helping us raise over $125,000. Go ahead. And he's just shaving. That's the sound of just shaving your mustache. Unless you want to step up and start doing eyebrows, Joe will give you $5,000 an eyebrow.
No, I don't even want to participate. You're treating him like a statue or something.
He is. He's a statue. He does a fine job shaving on the radio. I know it's a very autistic, you know, shaving is a very visual thing. 312-981.
I don't think that thing's working.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Down goes the green screen.
We've never knocked down the green screen before.
It's her last day.
Oh, my God, Joe. All right, so you were handsome before. Now you're like baby soft handsome.
I was
12
years old before.
Exactly.
I was 12 years old before. And
wow, look at that.
Wow.
How'd you do that so good so quick?
Nicely done. I think you look closer to 9.
Listen, you're like a younger brother to me. You always have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that we put in the
carousel?
No. The sled and push down the stairs. That's the type of relationship we have. 312-981-7200. But listen, you're a good sport. That was done quick, painless, and you look fantastic.
Joe, that was amazing, actually, that you did that so quick and clean.
I was only joking.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Joe. You would actually do it. You know, he treats you like a son or a brother.
Yeah, not a son.
Has he ever invited you to his house to the pool party?
No, never.
Yeah.
You know. All this great treatment I get, I don't even get a microphone when I'm told, he's got a caterpillar growing on his upper lip. He doesn't know what he's doing. Everyone else says, I had no chance to defend myself, typical David Hochberg fashion.
Yeah.
You're right, Joe. I wasn't listening earlier to all the other things. Yes. There's no way I could shave the rest of my head. I'm just not brave enough to do that.
Don't even look at him.
Radio.
Don't even acknowledge
I don't even know what I look like right now because I don't have a mirror or anything.
Ooh, you're going to see it on Facebook.
Now you're out for the milk commercials where it's a stick to the mustache.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, take us to a commercial, for God's sakes. We're over.
All right. I think you're listening to How Smart's Radio.
Oh,
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Programming note, we are going to be on, not next Saturday, on Christmas. We've been moved to Christmas Eve. We're going to take over the John Williams Show 9 a.m. till noon on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, I think WGN is doing some type of special programming. So they moved our show to Friday, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, from 9 o'clock to noon. John Williams Show, 312-981-7200. Real quick, Corey, you thank the current owner of JC Restoration, Candace, your current boss. Is there anybody else that any other names you want to drop back at the shop to make sure you've got all your bases covered? 312-981-7200. Just to make, you know, it's holiday time. You don't want to upset anybody. I'm sure there's envelopes coming. Might be a little padding in the old envelope in the salary. Payroll. You want to take care of the payroll person, man or woman, just to make sure.
It's just like the Oscars where you just
want to make
everybody.
Thank everybody under the sun, for God's sake. I want to make sure we didn't leave anybody out before we start the music.
Well, yeah, you know what? We're absolutely thrilled, and it's really everybody that's involved. Let me digress a little bit and just say, hey, representing the JC Restoration brand has been the greatest thing in my professional life, and the greatest thing of my peers at JC Restoration. We have all loved this business. We all do love this business, and it's been a great honor to be on the air. It's been a great honor to be an ambassador for the brand. I love my work family. They are great, great people, and together we're all in this together as we transition and become Blue Sky. It is the best thing for all of us. I'm thrilled to work with you all. We are thrilled to service our Chicago community. We love it here. We're not going anywhere. Name's changing, but it's the best thing for us all. So, go Blue Sky.
Nice job. Wow. You might want to mention your wife right now. Just thank her a little.
and your children. Do you have a
daughter?
Know
what? Your wife.
Just say something
you
nice
know
about
who?
I really...
thanks everybody.
Here's what I want you to say. I really appreciate my wife's support.
Because without her, I'm nothing.
Oh, that's...
Practice that. Go ahead. We're not on yet.
You know,
we're still
like,
in the break.
Without Jennifer, I wouldn't be what I am today.
That is absolutely true. And JC Restoration knows my wife.
No, you just showed me.
Thanks, too, because I put in a lot of time at JCR, and we work 24/7. We respond to people.
And without my wife,
it's a commitment. It's a full family commitment.
Being a wife?
Without Jennifer, I'm nothing. Say that. Repeat it after Jonah.
You're saying it wrong,
right?
Corey.
You always lead with that. So we're trying. Listen, it's game night. You're screwing it up. All right. You got young kids that go to sleep early. I understand. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all about. I've
okay.
Mortgages.
Let
home
me speak clearly.
I just seen her picture.
Without Jennifer Ambrose, I am nothing.
That's there not, you go. Was that difficult
no, Joe,
to say?
Joe, that's not believable. We need
no,
more
it's
heart.
Totally fake.
Fake.
Give a
little more.
Fake.
Give a little more. Well, we know it's not fake, but the way you said it's like, yeah, my wife, she's all right.
Jennifer Ambrose, I'm
not. Jennifer.
You got a long cord on these headphones. You
can
do a knee.
Give us a little more from the gut.
Wow. I didn't know how we landed here.
You were so passionate about JC Restoration. Couldn't you whip up the same passion for your wife?
Yeah, just a little bit. Maybe one-tenth the passion for your wife as you do for Warner and your boss and Candace.
Let's go,
Blue Sky.
Wow.
Come on, one more time.
Jennifer, nice to talk to you on the Chicago airwaves. I love you. Thank you for everything.
Why is he laughing, Joe?
I have no idea.
I don't know how we got here.
The man I am because of you.
Is your love for Jennifer, is that a laughing, is it a joke to you?
Corey, this isn't
good. Is it a joke?
I know.
Is
this show is going so good. Now I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah, you were in trouble. We're just trying to get you out of trouble. Frank's like, I can't believe it. I mean, this is a rookie mistake.
I drove down here all the way for this.
Right. Frank's like, man, he hasn't mentioned his wife once.
And Dave, the newbie, is going, this is really part of the show?
He's like, I got my wife in the green room. I'm going to run there right now during the break. I love you, Vicky.
I love you, baby.
He's going to say Jennifer, though.
All right. Well, you know, one last time before the break, and then we're not going to give you another shot. Go ahead. Jennifer, you know, how do you feel about your wife, Jennifer?
I love my wife. We live the most blessed life. She's my partner in life. We've got wonderful kids. We've got wonderful opportunities professionally, and life is good.
You had to throw a professional in there.
He's a pro.
You know. Benny, get us to break before you know. There's going to be a divorce attorney with serving of papers when he gets home.
I don't know what I'm feeling anymore.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago relationship advice.
Yes,
on AM 720.
Fix anything.
WG. I don't know about that, dude. That might be too far down the tracks. 312-981-7200. You do love your wife, and we're only kidding. I hope she hasn't changed the locks on the door because Tom will install a new door. Don't worry about it. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call and text line. Corey, what town do you live in?
Algonquin.
Jennifer from Algonquin on the line. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Are you listening to
Hi, Jen.
Corey's heartfelt feelings for you on the radio?
I've been listening. I've been listening to everything.
Okay. Have you changed the locks yet?
They're on the way right
there
now.
You go. There you go. Did it sound sincere?
Did it sound sincere, Jennifer?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Is she a good husband,
if
Jennifer?
If that sounded sincere, it's really cold in your house.
We could send Dykstra out to get that.
There's a chill.
312-981-7200. Your husband's a good guy, and we just wanted to make sure that you realize how much he loves you because he did such a horrible job.
Yeah,
Very minutes.
Mediocre.
Yeah, horrible. Lame. Jeez. You know how old are your kids, Jennifer?
They are 4 and 7.
Oh, so they're out by 8 o'clock.
Oh yeah. 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Yeah.
For adult time.
Problem is, Corey goes to bed at 8.
I know. That's
wrong. That's the other part.
It's more than enough. All right, Jennifer, we just wanted to call you to make sure that Corey did a nice job, you know, expressing his feelings towards you after just basically doing backflips for everybody at JC Restoration and leaving you and the entire mishpucha there out of the feeling zone there.
Hey, while we've got...
I totally understand.
Jen, while we got you on the phone... Yeah. I'd like to congratulate you on the sale of your first home as a licensed realtor.
Nice job.
Nice.
Thank you.
We're very, very proud of you, Jen.
Well done. Take some pressure off of Corey, for God's sake.
Wow.
Not really. He just...
I don't know if that really made up for the insincerity before, but,
no,
you know,
Tommy,
it's a good shot.
We're back to business again. It's like, nice job.
Yeah, nice job. Nice job, Jennifer, bringing home the paycheck.
I'll tell you, did something
I've been
here,
carrying
Jennifer.
This family on my back for the past 7 years.
Nice time pitching in, Jennifer.
Yeah, nice time. About time, Jennifer. Great.
And Corey said he wants a dog.
Yeah, he wants a dog, Jennifer, and a new pickup truck. So sell another house, would you?
I've been here taking care of these two kids all morning.
That has been
here we go. More than a job.
Here we go.
You have no idea.
You're right.
Wow.
Absolutely.
We're trying to help you out. Get a little more feeling in this.
Yeah. Well, he's here doing a radio show and showing the love for Warner.
You ungrateful bastard. Yeah. All right, Jennifer, we love you. Congratulations on the sale of your first house. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
And happy, healthy new year to you, my friend.
All right, yeah. Happy holidays to all of you.
And we'll see, and we'll
do whatever
continue
you want with Corey.
And we'll we will. Take care, Jennifer. 312-981. We're gonna send you Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200.
She looks like such a nice lady on her card.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell she's doing with you, but no. That's fine. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. So, Dave, we got a couple minutes left in the show. Leave us with a little nugget of knowledge after.
Do not tell us what radon is. That was
No, don't tell us what radon is. But what do you want to leave our listeners with? A bit of information, and how do they contact you?
That little bit of knowledge and tidbit is, I just want to say after that presentation, baby, I love you.
You're my boss. You're the sincerity.
I married my first girlfriend. You're awesome. It was your idea to start this company. I love you so much.
You see?
See? Was that
that
difficult?
That's how you do it, dude.
Wow. Very nice.
But on a serious note.
Oh, boy. And then back to
radon. That was serious, babe. I would say, ladies and gentlemen, whoever is listening, very seriously, please, please test your home for radon. It's no joke. It's a problem. Dig in on your laptop for 10 minutes. You'll probably sit back in your chair and think, man, I should test my house for radon. And if there's ever a problem, licensed by the state in the state of Illinois, it's a regulated state, but please test your homes for radon gas.
What's your number?
My number is 630-357-9474.
And your website?
Is theradonman.com.
All right.
Whoa.
847. Dave Joe Brand is not only an excellent sportscaster, true, but a very decent human being, and he looks like George Harrison. Joe, who's George Harrison?
Erica said he's from the Beatles, right?
Wow. What? Yeah. Wow.
No, I worked a lot. I started working when I was
one
like
of the greatest bands ever in the history of bands.
I'm just saying, I did a lot of work.
Frank Lazzalusi, XS. Access elevator. I didn't mess. I got it. I picked it.
Good save, David.
I got the Wazalewski in. What nugget of knowledge do you want to leave our listeners with today?
Everybody, just enjoy your loved ones. It's been finally, I think COVID's loosening up some, even with this new variant coming through. But enjoy your loved ones. Be safe and enjoy the holidays.
Free consultation for the products that you offer. Right?
Absolutely. 100% free.
And financing available.
Financing is available in many different ways.
And warranties are all movable products. You come with some type of warranty.
Absolutely.
All right. Phone number and website?
630-616-6249. AllAboutAccess.com. And Tracy, I choose you again and again.
Baby. Oh,
I
love
you. Wow. Nice this show is going somewhere without you, Corey.
Top Janky.
Wow.
Builder Supply Outlet. Going schooling Corey on the way out.
I got to tell you, one of our three listeners to this show gave me a text, and his name is Tom Darlene. He's a great plumber. And about the sump pump, he says, replace the pump, but call a plumber. So,
What?
He's a plumber.
So, replace the pump. He's still going to need permits to be able to figure out why there's so much water coming in.
Call the plumber.
So thank
Tom Darlene for his text that he did.
33% of our listener base.
That's right. But if the other people need a door, then they can call Builder Supply Outlet at 708-343-3900. Or better yet, go to our website, and that is at buildersupply.com. Right. And we are located
5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shop.
And then turn around and come back in your driveway.
MegaPros, Joe, we're going to show Corey how it's done from MegaPros Home Improvement. You want to say something to Judy, your wife?
My love that I met when I was 17 years old.
Wow.
And we still wake up together and cuddle each other.
Wow. And do you have a dog?
What?
Do you have a dog?
I can't stand animals.
Okay. You have a raccoon?
Not yet.
MegaPros.com.
No, I love Judy. It's written all over my face.
Yes, it is. Every time I see you.
Yes.
And I should probably give a shout out to my wife, Eva.
Oh, no, you're late.
Been married for 36
years. You just came late to the party, honey.
36 years. Blissful marriage, 36 years.
You're done, Tommy.
Corey, probably. JC Restoration, soon to be Blue Sky.
Yeah, it's an honor to serve you, Chicago. We're here. We've got your back. If you experience property damage, please, please call. We'll be on it to help you right away. You can reach us anytime, day or night, holiday, or anytime, 800-956-8855. 844.
Candace, you want to hop on the mic and say something? 312-981-7200. Head of marketing and promotion and all things social at JC Restoration. Thank you for being part of the show for the past 5 years, as well as Corey. We would go through you to get everything coordinated and everything scheduled and everything set up. I know your kids are probably listening. Your husband's not. He's sleeping, drooling, while the kids are running around playing with firecrackers and matches.
They better not be.
Well, just lighter fluid. What would you like to tell our listeners out there?
We just really appreciate your business, Chicagoland. JC Restoration has been here for you for almost 40 years. We are now going to be Blue Sky Chicago. We are so excited to be part of the Blue Sky family. We have more resources for you. We are here to help you when you need us. You call us if you have any property damage whatsoever. And David, thank you so much for everything you've done for us on this show. We love you. We love you. We love WGN as well. Thank you.
See, Corey, I got more feeling out of Candy.
Wow. Yes.
And I thought there was a lot of sincerity
with that. And that's professional love, not anything weird. Yes. You know, I didn't feel, because I'm happily married to the love of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Who makes me a better man every single day. And without her, I'd be crumbled in small pieces, shards of glass. You couldn't even tell that the glass was once glass. That's how fine of a mesh I'm ground into without my wife holding everything together and maintaining our household and maintaining our family, which makes me a successful man that I am today. And without her, I'd be living in my trunk because she would strip me in the divorce and get every single penny that I have. That's why.
She'd drown you in your pool.
Yes. In a bathtub. She wouldn't bother with the pool. Probably in the shower. But she is, you know,
everything.
She told me I was a pig the first date that went on our first date.
And now you're just an oinker.
And now I'm just an oinker. And without her, I'm nothing. And I wouldn't have this radio show here and nothing without her. So,
really?
Love you, sweetheart.
Really?
Can't wait to see you soon. 312-981-7200. It's a Mega Pros call, text, and phone alarm. Programming, that's how it's done. For the love of God, would you work on it? You'd be lucky if she's even in the same house when you get home, because she's a realtor now and can buy houses wherever she wants.
she bought a house already.
That's right. And I did the more, and I just refinanced twice. I got everything.
David, you leave Corey alone. That's enough.
That's all right. 312. If you want to reach me during the week, it's 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. This coming Friday, next Saturday, we're off. This coming Friday, 9 o'clock to noon. On Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. And we'll be back here on Friday, 9 o'clock. Tune in.